Said what you saw, will you?
Okay, this is how I saw it and where and everything.
Okay.
I was driving on U.S. Highway 6 and 50 across Utah.
Uh-huh.
And it was between Eureka and Delta, Utah.
Okay.
Okay, and it was approximately 1:35 or 1:40 in the morning, according to the clock in my car. And I was going down the highway. I was speeding. I was doing 70 miles an hour. And I thought it was a police car. So I slowed down because it had red and blue lights on it.
Okay, now where was this located in relation to you?
I would say it was about a mile behind my car.
Okay.
So I slowed down to 30 miles an hour, 30 or 35, around there for it to catch up. And it never got any closer, but it never got any farther back. And the lights were still there.
Uh-huh.
So I speeded back up to 55. And I checked the mirror again, and it never got any closer, and it never got any farther back any at all. So the car I have is no slowpoke, so I took it up to 120 miles an hour. To see what would happen. And it never got any closer, and it never got any farther back also. So I stopped completely. And it, I don't know what it was, it just came over and it was going. I do some private flying on my own, and I estimate its speed at close to 5,000 or 6,000 miles an hour. It's faster than any jet. Not even an SR-71 can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fastest jet in the world. And this thing just went, I mean, it was there and it was gone. It went directly overhead. And it was as much as I saw of it, and as long as I saw it, I'd estimate it was 70 to 90 feet above the ground.
Gee, that's pretty low. Did you hear anything?
It was just...
I mean, did it give off any kind of sound?
Well, that's what I'm trying to describe. It's trying to relate it to something.
Uh-huh.
Let me see what it sounds like. The closest I can come is, you know, a mixer on high speed?
Oh, yes.
On really... I mean, like, not... Osterized, I mean pulverized.
Yeah.
It's really like a mixer with nothing in it on high speed. And I had my window down and was looking out and up to see what it was, and it just, the thing went hell bent for leather over. And it went over the horizon, and good God, it was less than 30 seconds and it was out of sight.
Okay, well, you were westbound at the time?
Yes, I was heading west towards the next town would be Ely, Nevada.
Okay, now, it had no shape.
As much as I could see from the outline of the lights, it had one blue light directly on the front of it, and as much as the outline I could see was it had a half a circle was the front part of it, and then the rear end was more or less came out in a triangular thing.
I see.
Like half a triangle and half a circle.
Okay.
Okay, and on the front of the circle I picked out was the blue light, one single blue light. And then on the outside, like where the circle came into the triangle, from what I could see was where the two red lights were. And that's what made me think it was a highway patrolman, because they got one blue light on top and then two red ones on either side.
Right.
And this, there was nothing like an exhaust or anything, you know, like it didn't leave any fumes or vapors, and I didn't notice any phenomena that created in the air like ionization or vaporization of anything. But it just... It went over.
Okay, now how long do you figure it followed you before you finally stopped?
It followed me. I first sighted it, like I said, at 1:35 or 1:40, and when I finally stopped, it was 10 minutes after 2. That was in the morning.
Well, that was quite a while then.
Yeah, it didn't get any closer or any farther back, and that's what was making me think that it isn't a police car. And Highway 6 and 50, when you leave, I believe it's when you leave Eureka, Utah, there is nothing for 61 miles until you hit Delta. Absolutely nothing.
Okay, was there any other traffic on the highway?
None at all. This highway is just plain dead and deserted.
Okay, did any traffic show up after the object had disappeared on the rest of your trip?
Well, I did see one car when I was about 4 miles out of Delta, but that could have been somebody that lived out in the rural area.
Uh-huh. Otherwise, there was nothing.
No, there was nothing.
Okay.
And this is the second time that I've seen something driving that highway.
Uh-huh.
The first time I kind of wrote it off as airplanes, but not this one.
Okay, now when that object came over, did it come directly overhead right down the highway?
It didn't. It was kind of to the, facing my direction heading west. It was kind of off to the right of the highway. It was like it was traveling this little ridge. It was, maybe 50 or 100 yards off to the right of the highway.
I see.
And it was, it wasn't that far above the ground.
Okay. Did you have any problems with your car at any time while this was going on?
Yeah. My Altria, I've got a 69 Charger that's got oil pressure, fuel, temperature, and alternator. And I was, after the thing went over and I took off again, my alternator just went crazy. I mean, it just went absolutely berserk. It was just flashing to full discharge and then full charge, and then it holds steady and then it's full discharge, full charge, and my lights kept flashing on and off. And for once there, my lights went off and all of my gauges went dead, just like everything was gone.
Now, was that when the object got near, or was that when it was tailing you?
That was, first time that happened was when I slowed down to about 30 miles an hour. When I slowed down, my lights went off, and I figured it was a short between my brakes and my headlights because I was putting the brakes on. And then the second time it did that was after the object went completely past me, and it's gone, and I started off again, and then everything just went crazy.
Okay. Now, Darren, prior to sighting this thing,
yeah,
in your mirror, did you have any unusual feelings or any physical
the
or mental
back of my
feelings?
Neck was tingling like crazy, like, you know, like a feeling you get when somebody's got their hand right next to it.
Right.
And you don't actually see them. And, you know, I've been in combat area before in the Middle East, and I've kind of got a sixth sense from that, and that's what made me start checking my mirrors and everything.
That was before you spotted it, though?
That was before I spotted it.
Okay. How about all this was going on after you spotted it? Was there anything unusual that you felt?
Except when it was, like, directly to the right of me when I was looking out at it up in the sky. And, I wasn't out of the car completely. I was hanging up and out the window, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
I didn't feel I had time to get out of the car and watch it, so I just rolled it, cranked the window down, and got up and watched it. And I got really, what kind of a sensation is it? Like, you get a cold chill or something?
Yes.
That could have been from just hitting the cold air really fast from the warm car, but it was, you know, it was, really racked me good.
Yeah. Okay, has anything happened to you since then? Anything unusual?
Well, nothing unusual. The only physical thing that's happened to me is I've got quite a few scars on my body, and they've been hurting really intensely lately, especially on my arm. Now, I don't know whether that could be attributed to it or not, but it's been hurting quite a bit.
Okay, did you have your car radio on at the time?
No, I didn't.
Has everything worked in the car okay since?
Yeah. Well, the lights go out on bright still.
Uh-huh.
If you can drive them on dim, all right. But when you switch it on bright, the alternator just, sometimes it'll go out, sometimes it'll stay on. But it never did that before I saw that thing.
Okay.
That car was in perfect running condition before I saw that thing.
Now, did that happen this morning?
What's this?
Early this morning?
When I saw it?
Yeah.
No, that would be, what is today, Thursday?
Friday.
Okay, Friday. Wow. This, I'm trying to think of when I got to California. It would be Sunday morning, last Sunday morning, real early, because I just found out about you guys today.
Oh, that would be the first, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And Sunday morning, real early.
Okay, who did you get our number from?
Lieutenant Commander here at Naval Station Treasure Island, California.
Oh, great.
And I've been trying to find a place like this, because I get that subscribed to the magazine, the annual, you know, that keeps you updated on the reports. And that's why I was curious, as you asked about the car, whether it was, as they call them, the Men in Black. Do you know anything about them?
Oh, yeah, we hear a lot about those.
I don't know, I haven't met them yet. Maybe I will for seeing that.
Well, I debate as to, you know, some of these stories are really way out. What I was going to ask is if you would fill in one of our questionnaires for us.
Oh, certainly. If you'd like, I can sit down and, to the best of my knowledge, draw this thing for you.
Yes, I would like that very much.
Okay, and I can, as much as I saw of it, and the moon wasn't out that night, but as much as I saw of it, I think I can put a fairly good replica on a piece of paper. Because I was a nuclear engineer for the Navy, and I can get a pretty good idea of what it looked like down for you.
Excellent. Now, how high did you figure that thing was approximately off the ground?
Well, I would say, you know, just from a rough triangulation, was between 70 to 90 feet, maybe at the utmost 100, but it wasn't below 50.
You figure it maintained that altitude all the way?
It was contour flying.
Oh, I see.
It wasn't just straight altitude, it was contour flying.
Following the contour of that ridge?
It was the contour of the road. That's why I kept, you know, maybe that's why I didn't see it until I actually felt that feeling or had a reason to check in my mirror because of the the hills in that area.
Right.
If it hadn't been hills, it was just straight and flat, I'd probably noticed it earlier. But it was coming, and it was flying to contours. It wasn't just taking a straight altitude or a straight lateral course or anything.
Right.
It was just like he was having fun, you know.
Well, we sure appreciate your calling, and we'll get that questionnaire in the mail right away.
Okay, and I got your address here on this card, so
fine.
Make that drawing up, and anything else I remember, I'll put in there with it and send it up to you.
Thank you very much.
And I'll spread the word about you guys, and if anybody else has seen anything, then I'll have them get a hold of you.
We would appreciate that very much.
Okay. And
thank you.
Have you got any recent literature on the recent sightings and anything?
Yes, we do. You want me to send you some?
Yeah, would you please?
Will do.
Because for a while there, I was a skeptic on it, but after I've had three or four experiences with them that I never really got around to reporting to anybody. And after this last one, I'm a firm believer.
Yeah, okay. And any time you mention our organization, anybody who has seen anything, why, tell them that if they'll call just long enough to leave their name and telephone number and what they saw, then we'll get back to them.
All right. Okay, I'll be sure to do that.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.